right, so Ken is having his birthday today, and we didn't find out. I should have known. I should remember when people's birthdays are. I'm not good at that. I'm good at being a good friend, and Ken and I are good friends, great friends. In fact, he's the one of the best friends that I could possibly imagine having for all kinds of reasons. And so it is with that in mind that I wish you
that's
wonderful...
That's the best compliment you could ever give me.
Yeah, well, you're a great human being. You have a wonderful attitude. You are, I think the measurement of a friend is how much they put out for you when there is a problem and how much you feel like it has to go around. I think good friendship has to go around. And you know that I do anything that I could for you, and you have done, you've proven that you would do that for me. And I want to tell actually the story at some point in this hour about the exchange you and I had with Dr. Dickerson this week, because I think it adds one more leg to a journey, a story that we've told on this program. But the essence of Ken and his life, he would rather spend his birthday, as would I, frankly. He loves being on the air talking with you. He loves being of service. He loves helping. This is a public service. This program is on the air for 2 hours every weekend. You can hear a lot of great radio stations all around the country. A lot of people listen. I was talking to somebody last night about how they listen now. They listen on the iPad. They plug it into the car stereo or whatever it is. And so the fact that Ken is here on his birthday is a testament to his being interested and actually loving
the conversation. Where else would I rather be?
Right, exactly, with friends and family. And here we are.
Watching baseball later today.
Oh, my God. He's the only thing, the only problem between Ken and me in terms of our friendship is that he is an avid, rabid Yankees fan. And we all know, those of us in New England, the Yankees suck. So it is with a heavy heart, and this is not supposed to be a pun, that I and Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, is also a Boston fan, a suburban Boston Worcester boy who moved down there. But he's very careful about making sure the Red Sox are in his mind all the time. And I am actually this year a little more interested than I have been. I go up and down. I'm not nuts about any
Both
sport.
Both teams are so good. Game last night.
But the Red Sox were terrible when the season started. Man, it looked like right down the chute for them. And now, wait a minute. When did this become a sports show? 888-553-7536. Medicine. This is the most listened to in terms of actual number of radio stations. A medical program on the weekend, on the air, anywhere. And it's good advice that Ken gives. Help yourself. To 888-553-7536. You can also sign up for the weekly Dr. Ken Goodday Health Newsletter by going to DougStephan.com, clicking on to Dr. Ken's picture. You'll see it'll bring you right to the newsletter. You can sign up for it with your email address. Same thing is true at DrKenShow.com, right? Do they have to click on your picture? I don't think they do. It's just below your picture, if I remember correctly.
Exactly. Just click on the icon on the homepage for the newsletter. You don't want to miss it. I think we set a record this week. We wrote the longest one we ever, and it's all about the latest information in the last several months in the medical journals about your kids, as infants up to teenagers. Practical bits of information to keep the kids healthy. When the kids are healthy, we all know life is happier for everyone.
So there are things in here like what sort of shots you're supposed to get, that sort of thing. I'm looking at it now. Looks like that's part of the focus here. Is
unpredictable
right?
Things that will, I promise you, will help you with the practical aspects of living and how to look for issues with your kids, how to coach them into a more healthy lifestyle.
Right. All right. So that's what you sign up for. Every week you get it. Doesn't cost you a thing. Good way for you to be in touch, and it's another public service that we're happy to offer. 888-553-7536. We've been through a lot of the medical news this week. Some good news for those who are looking for ways to protect themselves from heart disease. Even a little exercise is good there. Other item here, Mediterranean diet may be good. If you follow this, last night I went to dinner with some friends down in Hartford, Connecticut. And I had a piece of white fish, I had a boiled potato, and some spinach. And that's pretty close to a Mediterranean diet, I think, isn't it? Cook it in olive oil. And it was very tasty. It was great. And it was very simple. And that's what the, you know, you're on the Mediterranean diet, according to this Journal of Clinical Nutrition. It can have 15 years to your life. My God, why wouldn't you do it?
15 years for women, 8.5 years for men. And what it includes.
Why the discrepancy, may I ask?
That's a good question, yeah.
Something's wrong with that picture.
But that's the results. It's a good question. We're just different beings. But part of this is getting exercise after the doctor says it's okay, but primarily plant-based foods, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and replace butter with healthy fats such as olive oil and canola oil, herbs and spices instead of salt to flavor foods. I love putting garlic on it. It's so healthy.
Yeah.
Limit the red meat no more than a few times a month and eat fish and poultry at least twice a week. And the red wine, moderation, that's optional.
Is it?
Hey, I'm a doctor. I can't tell you to go out
and
drink.
That's right. We'll have a glass of wine today for your birthday.
Absolutely.
Then, right? Another good story here from the Weekly Journalist. If you're on a weight loss program, we always are on to that one way or another. Earlier, Ken was talking about if you chew your food better, you're liable to not eat as much and lose weight, et cetera, et cetera. Also, the good news, if you start losing weight, it has good impact on your sex drive, sex life.
This is fascinating that this is a study in diabetics where diabetics who are having erectile dysfunction or just not enjoying their sexual activities and even their urinary flow was improved if they lost some weight. So there's just some unintended benefits from losing weight, and it'll definitely improve your sex life, guys.
888-553-7536. Lisa in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Sure. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dr. Ken. How are you?
Good, nice. Thanks for calling.
Well, my problem is I haven't gone to a doctor, but I've been going through a lot of stress, and I've been having pains under my chest.
Okay.
And so everybody, you know, all my friends, they all tell me, well, it's this, it's that, it's this, that. And so I just take Tums and it goes away. But I'm thinking it's just from stress.
Well, Lisa, it's possible. Stress definitely can cause discomfort in the chest. What's the most strenuous physical activity that Lisa does in a month?
Oh, I walk. And is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. Does it ever come on when you do strenuous physical activity?
No, only when I think.
Only when you think about stressful.
About my, yeah.
Money. Wait a minute. Hold on. You started the word money and then you didn't finish the word money. You're stressed out about not having enough money to pay your bills, right?
Yes, okay. And my kids.
Yeah, all right. So you have the normal stresses in your life.
Does your throat tighten also?
No, sir.
Okay. And do you have any risk factors for heart disease like diabetes, smoking, cholesterol, blood pressure? Does it run in the family?
My mom, yes. Yes.
Did your mom have a heart attack before age 65?
Yes, sir.
She did. Okay.
And she's got stents put in there. And, yes.
And she had a heart attack before age 65?
Okay. Yes, sir.
A woman in her age... Okay. I don't want to give you any more things to be concerned about, but my opinion is that what's so important, because that's what the genie in the bottle is here, is this your heart or not? I mean, and I want to give you some peace of mind, Lisa. This hopefully is nothing more than some stress and anxiety, which can cause chest discomfort. But with your risk profile, if you have a mother who had a heart attack before age 65 or a father before age 55, the same thing with your siblings, male and female, You have a family history, and at your age, I mean this politely, that gives you some added risk. I would definitely get this checked out by a heart doctor.
Well, I thank you so much.
All right, here are a couple of other things, Lisa. Meditation is good. Yoga is good. Google laughter yoga, all right? Google it. Go find the connection to laughter yoga. Listen to me as a New England. Laughter, yoga, and practice some of these things. I have a very, very good friend who talks about the stress in her life. She works out in the gym to deal with it. There are any number of ways of dealing with it, but it's a mental thing. And some people say, oh, I can't relieve the stress. You most certainly can relieve the stress. You got to want to, and you got to work at it. And the alternative is for your children not to enjoy you as a grandma. That's, I mean, not to put too blunt a push on it, but without dealing with it, it is, as Ken will tell you, most of the people that come to his office at Lake Cardio in Mount Dora, Florida, their problems are based on stress. It's in your mind. You got to do something about the stress in your life.
Lisa, I want you to have a boring weekend. And if you have
if
any...
When I laugh, though, I feel better.
Well, of course. Go to that website. I'm telling you, laughter, yoga. Go
I
there.
Do.
All right?
Get Netflix and download some funny movies for the weekend. And take it easy. And if you have chest discomfort that doesn't go away, you know, obviously it's to the ER. But on Monday, I want you to get to the doctor and get this checked out, okay?
Thank you so much. And you guys have a great day and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Lisa.
Happy birthday to Ken. La, 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 la. You 56, 7? What are you? How old are you?
58.
I'm proud of
this. Yeah, yes, you're proud of it. Creeping up on me there, pal. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken taking your calls here on Good Day Weekend.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgranger.com or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Life isn't a sprint. It's a marathon. That's why Marathon Bar, the official energy bar of the Rock and Roll Marathon Series, is pounding the pavement, rallying runners from coast to coast during the Club Marathon Bar Rock On Cross Country Tour. Whether you're an avid marathoner or mother of three training for your first, Club Marathon Bar captains are looking for you. One lucky winner from each of the five tour stops will be rewarded with an official Club Marathon Bar sponsorship with a free race registration, a VIP post-race experience, marathon bars, and more. Here's Brandon, Club Marathon Bar Captain.
Club Marathon Bar is thrilled to hit the road in search of runners that are rocking on mile after mile. Join us on Facebook where we share sports nutrition tips, news, and info relevant to all types of runners.
Marathon bars are delicious, satisfying energy bars packed full of protein and essential vitamins. For more info on the Rock On Tour, visit Facebook.com/Marathon Bar.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgranger.com or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Get it done, 888-553-7536. Do not do what so many people do and wait till the last moment. We happen to have a line available, so take advantage of it. We'll try to squeeze you in. 21 after on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken is here on his birthday.
Storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Here, lots of action this weekend as usual. 888-553-7536. Talking about stress. The economy added 117,000 jobs last month. So I love the way the news media and the politicians say, well, our unemployment rate is down to 9.1%. That kind of stress that causes people. Never mind, we look at the headlines yesterday.
But those numbers don't tell you how many people stopped looking for jobs.
And
that'll,
you know what,
that'll make my head explode.
The point is that there's so much stress in our society caused by being consumers, caused by money woes, that sort of thing. There are basic tenets that you can use to get rid of the stress. Think about how you live. Think about the influences. Reading the newspaper or watching the news on television is a surefire way to get your blood pressure up and to create stress. It really is.
Just think the numbers. They're reporting less unemployment, but actually fewer people are working. And that's how the numbers are manipulated.
Yeah.
Because they eliminate the people who have given up looking for a job.
Disapproval rate for Congress is at 84%. This weekend, and the president has a 34% approval rating. What does that do for your stress quotient? It's unnecessary. We have all of this stuff going on, and a lot of the people, frankly, some of my brethren on talk radio and talk television, create these anxieties and these stresses. If you don't listen to that stuff, God bless them. I'm here as a cheerleader for this format, but I'll tell you, after you listen to this stuff for a while, you want to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge. So the best way to deal with it oftentimes, if you're susceptible. Not everybody is. Some of this stuff falls off.
Relieving.
Right, exactly. Sometimes it's like water off the old proverbial duck's back. But if you feel yourself tightening up and getting angry when you listen to this stuff or you watch it or you read it, then go get away from it. You're not going to fix anything by knowing more bad stuff. It ain't going to fix a thing. 888-553-7536. Robert is in Hagerstown, Maryland. Hi, Robert. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. And good morning, Dr. Cannon. Happy birthday. And I'd first like to start off by expressing my condolences for the health affliction you mentioned earlier. And that, of course, for all us rabid Red Sox fans, it's a long-term psychological effect of being a Yankee fan. So my condolences to you.
Right. He has a problem. We have to get him some serotonin to figure out what's going on in his brain.
Oh, absolutely.
I have to remind you. It's not personal. It's just watching good baseball. And
well, I hope being a Yankee fan, and of course me being a Red Sox fan, won't change your advice that I have. My question is actually directed about my daughter. She's 18. In the last couple of weeks, she's had, and it really has flared up the last three or four days, these horrific abdominal pains that the only thing we can actually discern that it's been triggered by was eating bananas. She went to our internist yesterday, and she ruled out a gallbladder, and she's leaning more toward gastritis or a potential ulcer. She's given her a prescription for Nexium, and we've got an appointment to go see a gastroenterologist back in late October, but she leaves for college in a couple of weeks, and would like to maybe ask you if there's something else that might be going on more seriously.
Why the heck do you have to wait till October? My question would be, why the heck do you have to wait till October to see a gastroenterologist?
As you know, I mean, with the medical community as it is.
Nah, go find somebody else. You can find. Everything can in Washington. You're close to Washington.
Robert, she can't get into a GI doctor. It's July till October.
That's what the first available appointment was in September. But she's down in school. She's down in school in Virginia.
That's unbearable.
Well, and that's my concern as well. Because I mean, if you saw her 2 days, Thursday night, she was.
All right, so what can he do,
just
Ken?
Eating a banana and.
Okay. Hold on, Robert. Ken's going to tell you. Ken's going to tell you what to do. He knows how to move through the system. How does he move through the system?
You need to. Is she able to take this on herself, or does she still need Dad to help out?
Oh no. She's fine now. She can actually get to a doctor. I mean,
she has a good relationship with a primary care doctor.
Well, that's just our personal doctor here, of course. So she could go to the doctor, but my wife took her just because she was.
Well, your primary care doctor should be getting her, if he or she is responsible, should be getting her to a GI doctor, much quicker than that. A few weeks is reasonable, but not a few months. It's that's just crazy.
4 months, yeah. Crazy.
And yes, the thing that you're most concerned about here that I would think about initially is an ulcer. Discomfort that comes on with food. If they rule out the gallbladder, then the next thing to think about. I don't know if she's having any constipation, menstrual cramps.
We asked all that. Blood work came back fine.
And has she had she doesn't have anything going on gynecologically.
They asked all that. She eats. She's actually a very, very healthy eater. She eats, extremely healthy. No junk food.
No urinary tract infection.
No fruits, vegetables. I mean, okay. she's a very, very good eater. She exercises well. And then, she was doubled over on our bench, just in crying in pain. And
if this was my daughter, I'd want to get her to the, what they've started her on initially is a good process. But I'd want to make sure that the GI doctor, that she was seen sooner than that. And even if your daughter can't get it done, I would personally call the primary care doctor. Just be polite and nice as you are to me.
Yeah.
And just, tell them that you really hope that, if it was your daughter, you would get them there, I'm sure, a lot sooner.
Put it back on him. If it's your family, what would you do if you were in my position? And then they can't say, blah, 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 blah.
That's scary that you can't see a GI doctor.
Yeah. Welcome to medicine.
For 3 months.
In America. Hey. All right. Good father, though, taking care of his daughter. We love those fathers that do that. 29 after the hour.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Question. Can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Continuation of the Dr. Ken portion of the Good Day Weekend program. A lot of help for men and women, for families, medical questions to 888-553-7536. The Good Day Health program brought to you by AlloCure. AlloCure gives you immediate digestive relief. It is I don't know whether it's a cure. I think that the name AlloCure would suggest that, Ken, wouldn't it?
AlloCure, Doug, it's an all-natural solution. It calms the stomach acid. It allows your body to heal itself. It's the number one aloe-based supplement for balancing stomach acid. It just helps to maintain also normal blood sugar levels. If you're suffering from acid reflux, heartburn, this is just a wonderful way to try naturally to help the stomach feel better. Before you go to the pills, the over-the-counter, even the prescribed, if your symptoms are mild to moderate, you may want to try this. I strongly recommend it. You don't have to worry about side effects, adverse effects. It's been proven safe and effective in medical studies that have been published. This is a nice way to deal with that acid reflux, which can just ruin your day.
Aloe vera taken internally may help lower and control blood sugar levels, which is good to keep these folks, anybody, from being a patient of yours, right? In a sense, you want to keep, if you want a healthy heart, you want to keep your blood sugar level low. And aloe vera, according to what I've seen, is a good way to do that. So if you have digestive issues, you want to call this number now, 855-TRY-ALOCURE. That's 855-879-2873. 2873. They have a special deal, special offer. Just mentioned Dr. Ken. Digestive help is on the way with AlloCure. 855-TRY-ALOCURE. Moving back into our discussion. Actually, there's a. I'm going to digress for just a second here with Ken. Ken was, I said earlier, as a close friend, he's very dedicated to helping. In my circumstance, me, figure out what's going on health-wise. And you may have been following this program about, I don't know, was it 6 months ago, Ken? I think it was during the winter. Anyway, I had the opportunity, because some friends of mine run new testing lab in Denver called Seroscan. And Seroscan is aimed at helping you understand what's going on, not now necessarily, well, now, but in the future. It looks down the software that's been produced is aimed at helping people figure out whether they have a tendency to get Alzheimer's or dementia or Parkinson's or something that is going to threaten the end of your life. Their biggest clients are the NFL for obvious reasons. There isn't a day that goes by now. I see this. I was just looking at another story from the Chronicle for Higher Education about the faculties working to prevent concussions, the athletic directors and football players and coaches and stuff, because it's become a big story. So as a lark, after I started talking about them on the air, I said, you know what? I'll go have my brain examined. Everybody laughs. Oh, yeah, we'll find a brain. Aha. Well, what the initial read on the research that was done and the initial read on the examination showed that I had a tendency or could have the tendency or may or whatever word you want to use to soften it. But the possibility existed, according to them, that in the next 7 to 10 years, I'd be subject to early onslaught dementia. Well, when I heard that, remember the 2 weeks after that, I was a basket case.
That's an understatement.
And then Ken went to work to find me some people to understand, A, what this diagnosis is all about, or B, whether it was correct, and then, you know, just to sort of deal with it because it is a national problem. And he found the fellow's probably, if not the number one guy in this field in the country, pretty darn close to it, and he's here in Boston at Mass General. So the other day I went in to see Dr. Dickerson. He's going to be on this program. I invite him to come on the program and talk about his specialty, because so many people have this concern. And he went through a lot of stuff, and he wasn't sure the diagnosis that we had from the first go-around was correct, which, of course, is something that I'm happy to hear. But I thought it was interesting how, you know, we complain so much about the medical profession. And granted, I'm moderately visible, so maybe somebody takes better care of me than they might take care of other people. I don't know that that was the case here. I found this guy to be cut out of the same cloth that Ken is. I liked him. I was very engaged with him immediately. He was obviously interested. It isn't the shuffle off the Baltimore BS that you get from some doctors. I'm going to guess he's in his late 40s, Ken. But he told me he started off, he went to school to be, an engineer or something.
Yes.
And then he got off on this path. And so you and he had a conversation, doctor to doctor. And I thought it was fascinating listening to the two of you because it's a separate language, isn't it?
Well, that's why they send us to school for so long, so no one can understand us.
But at the end of the day, what was your take on talking to him?
Well, I had talked to him extensively even before I referred you, because I hate to refer anyone to someone I'm not comfortable with.
Right.
And it's also the chemistry has to be right.
Yeah.
And I just knew, speaking to Dr. Brad, that you guys would hit it rough right. I don't want to be a matchmaker, but that's part of being a good clinician. And he just struck me as the right personal chemistry for you, but also, I didn't think there was anyone in the country who knew more about frontotemporal issues than Dr. Brad Dickerson. And he had the right combination, the right package for you. And I was very excited because often you have one and not the other, but he has the whole package.
Yeah. So the point here is that, as Ken suggests often, no matter what we're talking about, whether it's your heart, your lungs, your head, you're back, get a second opinion. And again, these people that run Seroscan are my friends. So they'll have one read on it, but it is important to take the same data, somebody else look at it, maybe look at other data, and nobody's interested in masking this, especially me. I don't want to mask it. I want to deal with it. I don't want to run away with it from it. I want to know. And that's been, no matter what's going on in my body, where it is, my heart, or my stomach, I want to know what's going on so that it can be dealt with.
Well, the challenge here is that this is an issue that most doctors don't have any experience with.
Right. None. And so, they rely on sometimes poor information, bad information, or no information. And so the point, the real reason I'm telling you the story on the air is because I want you, perhaps through me, to understand that you first need to know what's going on in your body. And if you care about living, and I care about living. I want to see my children grow up. If there are going to be grandchildren, that's great. I love the farm. I love my radio work. I love my life. So why would I want to fritter it away? Some people are miserable in their lives, and they're happy to have, you know, to die a horrible death. That's not sensical from my point of view. And if you value your life on this earth, you need to know what's going on in your body. And so I tell you the story because there are a lot of folks that hear this or are exposed to it, and it's too late. By the time you get down the pike with most people who have this, it is too late to influence it, to do anything about it, so you're done. With me, I'm not interested in that. I want to take whatever precaution, go down whatever street I have to make sure that my brain is working, at least functionally enough so that I can keep doing this radio program. Some people wonder about whether my brain works now.
Well, so, well, the lesson here is just make sure you have the right diagnosis.
Yep, and pursue it until you're satisfied that the information you have is what you need to have. All right, having said that, 888-553-7536, and you can always email. Ken is right on top of this with me. You can email him with questions about these things, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or you can feel free. I'm not shy. I'm happy to tell you. We're going to have a lot of these people on the program that are involved in this over the course of the coming months. 888-553-7536. Jim is in Appleton, Wisconsin. Hi, Jim. Go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Happy birthday, Dr. Kent.
Thanks, Jim.
I'm a senior ahead of you by 2 months.
You know, what do you mean a senior? If you're 58, you're hardly a senior. What are you talking about?
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Ken, you've been working with what your partner said from his heart. I think of your partner as Deacon Doug of Sensible Talk Radio. You really do. I mean that with my whole heart.
Thank you.
I mean, Both you fellows have helped so many people. My question to you is, right now you've got a lot of men and women out in the field and farm tractors. Myself, I'm home. I've got 35 years driving an 18-wheeler.
Wow.
Can you maybe help us all a little bit? Because I'll tell you what, I try to drink a lot of fluids.
Uh-huh.
3 million miles later, sitting on my butt, you know, some mornings, like this morning, I woke up and it was like another sports radio personality. Whoa, Nelly, did I get the leg cramps?
Yes. Well, Jim, you know, with what you do for a living, either you're going to have hemorrhoids or leg cramps.
Yep.
And I'd rather have the leg cramps.
I agree.
All right, but how does he get? I've noticed this when I'm on the tractor a lot, or I drive a lot. And I was told that I don't think I've asked you this. The sciatica, the nerves that go down your back.
Correct.
Sometimes your lower spine, Jim, gets compressed. You need to decompress, right, Ken?
Exactly. It's the compression of the nerves in your spine, the so-called lumbar stenosis, and this can produce cramp-like pain in your legs, and. There's several areas here, Jim, where you want to look at. It can be the nerve issues. It can also be inadequate blood supply. So you want to get an ultrasound of the legs to make sure that the pipes are open to the legs. The other thing is you want to make sure that your minerals are not deplete. Too little potassium, calcium, or magnesium in your diet. This can contribute to leg cramps. I imagine you're not on a water pill.
No.
Okay, good. Because some diuretic medications, a lot of people take them for high blood pressure, deplete the potassium and magnesium, you get leg cramps. You want to stay, it sounds like you're ahead of the curve, you're staying well hydrated, but there are some other rare kidney, thyroid, or hormonal issues, diabetes, anemia can cause this. These are the less common reasons for leg cramps. But again, you need a doctor who's going to take an interest in you, Jim, and not just give you shotgun medicine and guess and say, this is what it is, try this, you know, see me in a month. You need to get the diagnosis. What is causing this? Don't leave the doctor's sight until they tell you, what is my cause? And if they can't, ask the doctor, what are we doing to figure this out? And if they give you the runaround, you sound like a guy who you don't give the runaround to real easily. And if they are, you're at the wrong place. You're at the wrong doctor.
One of the things that, Ken, you need to underscore this, in the summertime when I'm on the farm, especially when the weather is hot, I mean, I'll go through. I've lost 14 pounds since Ken saw me in January. Much of it is just sweating it off in the field in the summertime and not eating as badly as I do or as much as I do in the wintertime. But the magnesium, you can't underestimate magnesium, calcium, and potassium. I can wake up in the middle of the night with an excruciating cramp, and you get out of bed and you try to walk it off, and sometimes your muscles get so tightened you can't even put your foot on the floor, and that's because you're going to deplete your body, especially if you're out in the elements, right in the sun, Ken, in the hot, right. When you're sweating, that stuff goes away.
But Jim, don't self-medicate, because you might not take the right doses, and too much of these things can cause harm on the other end. But let the doctor measure it and advise you on how to dose if you need magnesium, calcium, or potassium. And, you know, don't do it yourself. You can cause some havoc. But this is something that should be treatable. But first, you need a diagnosis. If they just give you the prescription without figuring out why, they are not helping you.
No. Go to somebody else. All right, Jim.
I appreciate it very much, fellas, and I just got to say, Doug, that what you just said made so much sense, because I do unload my own freight, and we've had some awful humidity, and you know what? The magic word that you said, magnesium. Thanks, fellas, very much. Thank you.
Thank you for the kind words as well. Take good care. Jane in Newtown, Connecticut, how are you?
Hi, doing okay, thanks.
I met the lady who runs last night at dinner. There's a lady who's the lawyer for the school department. And she and I had dinner together, and I hadn't thought about Newtown, Connecticut for ages. There's got to be some synchronicity here. I talked to her last night, and you're with us this morning. Hi. What can we do for you?
And I'm calling about my 15-year-old who's in the Newtown school. So there you go.
There you go.
Wow. How can you have a 15-year-old? That's impossible, Jane.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling the age, too, but we'll keep me out of it. But my 15-year-old has had anxieties her whole life. She just general anxieties, but they got a lot worse this last year, first year of high school. She has Lyme disease as well, but that hasn't been so bad lately.
Is it affecting
really more
her nervous system, her brain at all?
Yeah, well, I think it probably has. In third and fourth grade, she missed 100 days of school apiece. Wow. She had it pretty bad. We did lots of different medicines and things, seemed to go away. She had a blood test last winter, and it did show up that the Lyme was in her still. So that
is she seeing an infectious disease specialist who knows how to deal with Lyme?
Yes, we've seen probably 12 different doctors with the Lyme. Honestly, most of her Lyme symptoms, after taking some more doxycycline and some more natural remedies this winter, the Lyme symptoms seem to get better, but her anxieties continue, which is something that's been lifelong for her. Mostly right now, my question is focused on panic attacks that came on this year. She's 15. She gets panic attacks in school. She gets panic attacks randomly. It's sometimes they just come on, and she, has all the classic physical symptoms of that.
Jane, let me try and help you. Your daughter's 1 year ahead of my daughter. I've known so many of my daughter's friends since they were 4 years old, and, you know, this is a tough time for a woman in their life, and they all have some baseline anxiety. Yours may be at a greater level than the others. And as mom's trying to keep her off of medication, make sure she gets adequate B vitamins. And has she had any psychotherapy, talk to somebody?
Yeah, we did that before, and I didn't feel like that got us anywhere, but it could be time to do that again.
Let me just stress, this is so important when you deal with psychotherapy. All psychotherapists are not the same. You guys have to first, don't assume because you're getting psychotherapy, you're getting psychotherapy. First, interview them. Would your daughter be willing to have your help interviewing the person? Because you have to find the right match for her.
Okay.
They will come, having been in this medicine for too long and being involved in things like this, it depends so much on the therapist and the match between the therapist and the patient. They're so different. You know, it's like different flavors at Baskin and Robbins. Make sure that you go, make sure that the two of you are happy with the fit, and don't don't feel uneasy about politely saying we need to go somewhere else.
Yep, there you go, Jane. Good luck with you and your daughter. 51 after on the Good Day Weekend program.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Happiness is important, and you'll have good health if you're happy. I think they go hand in hand, Ken, don't you think?
Absolutely.
888-553-7536. Ken thinks the tainted turkey story from the Centers for Disease Control is the number one issue this week, all this turkey being recalled. There are some people who keep this stuff in their home freezer and actually has a long shelf life. You may have put the stuff away last January, and it's from the same batch. That's how long this stuff has been around, some of it. So if you keep it in there, the freezer, some of they have either use-by or freeze-by dates, I think, on them, don't they?
Yes.
And this company is responsible for 6% of the annual U.S. ground turkey production comes from this one company, Cargill. So you got to be aware of it. And if you want to cook it and cook it well, you'll be fine. 888-553-7536. We're talking to Emily now from North Woods, New Hampshire. Hi, Emily.
Happy birthday, doctor, from another Red Sox fan. And you have two more chances this weekend. Maybe you'll have a happier birthday.
What? Hi, happier birthday? We hope he has a lousy birthday. He had his happy birthday last night because the Yankees won last night. That's enough.
I'm already celebrating.
Yeah, 3-2, and today at 4 o'clock, and we get Sunday at 7. But anyway, I'm calling because last week I had a little fluttering in my chest, and it got me a little shook up. So I went to the ER, and they gave me a chest x-ray, some blood work, and an EKG, and they decided it was from possibly drinking too much coffee. And I've cut back on the coffee considerably, and it certainly has gone away. So is that what really can cause something like that?
Emily, how can I be upset with a Red Sox
fan? The answer is yes.
With such a sweet voice. Definitely caffeine can do it. There's so many things that can cause fluttering in the chest. Caffeine, fatigue, stress.
How about looking at somebody as attractive as Emily? That would cause fluttering.
That can make anyone's heart flutter. There are other things, an overactive thyroid. You can have you know, I mean this very politely. At your point in life, you can have a circulation issue to the heart. That's something that we get concerned about. Any diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, family history, or excessive smoking in your history?
I have. I take 10 milligrams of lisinopril. No family history. Mom died of a heart attack at 80.
Okay. Were you ever a smoker?
Never smoked.
So you have high blood pressure?
10 milligrams of lisinopril, yes.
Yeah. I would, just for peace of mind, and I mean this very politely, at your age, and I know what it is, you don't need to tell everybody, I would get yourself at least a stress test just to make sure it's nothing else.
Okay, that sounds reasonable.
And I would watch the caffeine, the fatigue, the stress, and the next time they check your blood, you may ask the doctor to get a TSH. That measures your thyroid function, making sure it's not overactive. And,
let me double check. Did you say TSH as in hotel,
yes,
or TSA?
TSH as in hotel, thyroid-stimulating hormone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Make sure it's not too low. That means you have too much free thyroid in your blood.
Very good.
I can tell by listening to Ken's tone that you're not checking out today, but you need to get these things taken care of.
No, just at your age, for peace of mind. You know, if you were 25, I would not tell you to do this, but it's all in the risk profile.
Yep. All right, Emily. Nice to hear from you. Let's move on to Dan, who's listening in St. Louis. That would be Missouri. Go ahead, Dan. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dan. You sound like you're getting flushed down the toilet.
No, I'm actually on the road driving right now.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yes, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
And my question for you is, if you're already taking, I have acid reflux, and if you're already taking medication for acid reflux, would it be okay to also take the AlloPure?
Absolutely no problem. It might help you. It might help you even get off the medications if that's the only reason you're taking it. You know, just get down to ideal body weight. Wear loose-fitting clothing. Don't eat within 3 to 4 hours of going to bed. Keep the head of the bed a little bit elevated. Watch the trigger foods. We all know what they are for acid reflux for ourselves. And try the AlloCure, and you may be able to get off some of the other medicine.
Okay.
All right. Let's take, good luck to you, Dan. Thank you. One more quick call. Paul, we got less, make the question quick to see if we can get a 30-second answer in.
Yeah. Had a hernia repair about 5 years ago. It was a double on one side.
Question, Paul?
Yeah. Pins and needles, kind of a sensation in the area.
Is that normal? What happens after hemorrhoid surgery, Ken?
Was it the hernia or a hemorrhoid?
You don't get time. Just
a hernia, make sure there's no nerve involvement. If it was a hemorrhoid, make sure that they didn't strangulate the blood supply in the hemorrhoid.